Well, today's gospel reading really is about getting our priorities straight. And Jesus is clearly telling us that same proverb that he tells again and again, seek first the kingdom of God and all else will be given you besides. Again, he's telling us, put your salvation above all things and everything else should become a second priority. And so the first thing that Jesus is trying to tell us, you know, about the spiritual life is that we just have to keep our salvation at the forefront of everything. That's the important thing, and we should do everything, strive in every way we can to keep our salvation on the front burner, to make it the most important thing in our lives, and to not let anything else, you know, undermine it, get involved with it, but to just literally try to keep it in the highest priority spot. And this is really, truly a difficult thing to do because we live in a culture that is so, you know, mired really in distractions of every kind, so mired in materialism and just sensual pleasures of every kind, and just the excess of wealth that's all around. It really is a huge task just to keep our mind fixed on the Lord, keep our mind fixed on his kingdom, keep our mind fixed not only on our salvation, but on the salvation of the people around us. It really is a difficult, challenging task. Yet Jesus says, that's the first thing we got to do. We got to make sure we put it that salvation in first place. St. Ignatius of Loyola states it right at the beginning of the spiritual exercises. First principle and foundation. Our objective is to seek our salvation and to use creation for that particular end, the end of our salvation. But Jesus goes on to specify this even further in the reading. He says it's not just getting our priorities right and striving to keep salvation and the kingdom of God and following him as our first priority. The second thing we have to do is we do have to fight temptation. So it's not just knowing what Jesus' teaching is, it's actually knowing what's in us that's going to interfere with that, you know, temptation, right? That's going to interfere with our getting to salvation. That's going to interfere with our following the teaching of Jesus. And so he says, yeah, there's going to be certain temptations. And every one of us, you know, we're going to have one or two of these eight deadly sins, right? There's going to be one or two of them that are going to probably be more important in terms of, you know, significant for undermining salvation than for others. So we just got to know, well, what are the two that really are Achilles' heels? What are the two where the evil spirit just gets his way? What are the two where we find it, you know, kind of almost irresistible, you know, to follow that temptation, you know, into sin? Is it gluttony or drunkenness, as it were? Is it lust? Is it greed? Is it sloth? Is it vanity? Is it anger? Is it envy? Is it pride? What's on our list? You know, pride being distinguished from vanity, right? Where vanity is really, you know, wanting people to recognize us, whereas pride is really about power and getting power over others and dominion. But what is it for us? And the key thing is to know where are we weakest. And Jesus then tells us, boy, resisting those temptations is paramount. And he's saying it's so important to try to get a handle on it, right? We're not always going to get a perfect handle on it. Are we going to fail? Yes, we're going to fail. Are we going to fail when we're 66 years old? Yes, we're going to fail when we're 66 years old. You know, but we got to do our best to get a hold of it, to try and, you know, do things to resist those temptations, to fight against them. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if we can kind of, hold them at bay, we will be able to follow the teaching of Jesus ever more nearly and to follow it to that love that he describes in the Beatitudes, the love that's described by the humble-heartedness of the poor in spirit, the gentle-heartedness of the meek, the zeal for souls that Jesus describes, the mercy that includes both compassion for the marginalized and the needy, as well as forgiveness of those who have done injustice against us. The peacemaking and the purity of heart that are so integral to those things, so important, all of them, to love. So if we can kind of resist the temptations that undermine love that are particular to our life, we can pursue the Beatitudes, we can pursue that love, pursue the teaching of Jesus, which will, through the grace of God and the mercy of God in our times of failing, usher us into the kingdom of heaven. And that's what Jesus is teaching us today. He's just saying, boy, we've got to get our priorities right. And once we got to get them right, we've got to drive toward them. And, you know, it's like doing a SWOT analysis. We got to know our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, and our threats, right? And he's just saying, know those threats, know those weaknesses, and combat against them. And then, of course, move, you know, drive right to the goal. The goal of following his teaching, the goal of trying to conform ourselves to the Beatitudes, the goal of salvation, which is not our doing, but we're cooperating with his doing. And when we fail, we're calling upon the mercy of God and throwing ourselves upon the mercy of God to bring us finally through, maybe in my case, purification that will no doubt last for years in purgatory, right into the kingdom of eternal love, where egocentricity and sensuality will no longer obscure us, but in fact, we will pure-heartedly be able to see the Lord as he is and to see one another as we truly are. And that's where love will bring such great joy that it will literally make time stand still. Amen.